You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, good morning. It's second date update. Harper is joining us. Harper, I hope this is a good time for you.
Yeah, it's fine. It's great. I mean, I know my email was a little dramatic, but I'm doing great. I'm fine. I'm ready.
Yeah, so in your email, you were talking about a guy named Charlie. So how long has it been since you heard from Charlie?
I want to say like 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, that's a pretty long time. How did you guys meet originally?
Well, I had met up with a group of friends, and he was a friend of a friend, and he was super cute, so I decided to make him ask me for my number.
Okay, make him ask you? Okay, yeah. Awesome.
And how do you do that?
Well, a couple of hair flings and, you know, some flirty touching. It always gets the job done.
Cool. How was the date?
It was uneventful. He was in a little bit of a bad mood, so he said he just had a stressful day at work, but I still had fun.
Okay. And do you think, is that the reason he's not calling you back?
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't figure it out. I didn't say anything mean or rude, and there weren't any awkward pauses or anything. He hasn't given me any clues.
Okay, so you haven't talked to him at all since that date?
No.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Charlie?
Yeah, who's calling?
Charlie, it is Thunder and PT. I got to tell you, we are on the radio here at 102.9 The Wolf, and this is something we do called Second Date Update. And Harper, a girl you met out with some of her friends or your friends and that you went out with, asked us to give you a call.
Why is that?
I think because it's been about 3 weeks since she's heard from you.
Yeah, I mean, did it ever occur to her that I didn't want to call her back?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it did, but I guess maybe that's why we're here. So why aren't you calling her back?
Because I'm not really interested in dating her.
Okay. Did she say something? Or did she say something wrong? Did she do or say something wrong?
Let's just say I'm not as interested as I originally thought. I'd just rather not go out with her again at all.
Oh, okay. And I know we're calling you kind of out of the blue here, Charlie, but could you just tell us what happened during the date? Because you were interested and then you went out, so obviously something happened.
I mean, she didn't do anything. It's not like there was an event. It's her personality. She likes to really gossip about her friends and other people, and that was really off-putting. It's just all she talked about on the entire date.
Jeez, like what was she saying? Like what kind of gossip and stuff?
Oh, I mean, I don't really know a lot of her friends, but she was talking about how this woman, Jen, was sleeping with this new guy, Dave, and I don't, it's just very...
Oh, my gosh, this is the radio. My gosh.
Oh, yeah, Harper's on with us, Charlie.
Yeah, You're blowing this so out of proportion. Everybody talks about their friends.
I don't think they do.
Never. You've never said a bad thing about your friends.
Not on the level of what you're... No, I...
You're a liar. You're like holding me to unrealistic expectations.
I don't think it's unrealistic to expect you to be a decent human being and not talk trash about people that I don't even know who these people are, and you're just trashing them. So it makes me feel like you're... What are you saying about me immediately afterwards? It was not a good vibe.
Can I just interrupt? Can I ask real quick here? Charlie, are you upset because, like, on a typical date, you try to find out about the other person? You know, it's kind of a fact-finding mission a little bit. But all Harper was doing was talking about digging dirt, spilling tea about her friends.
Well, I mean, that was kind of the facts that I needed. She's just a very negative person.
Oh.
And, you know, it was just mean, you know? When I heard all that, I knew this wasn't going to work out.
Oh,
I don't,
boy.
Type of person in my life, you know? So
Harper, do you think there's any truth to that, what he's saying?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right, we're going to get... Yeah, okay, so Charlie, it's a no for you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that my silence was deafening.
Okay. You know, wow.
Harper, we'll give you last word here. Anything you'd like to say?
Bye.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess
that's what happens.
At least we got some answers here. And as we say, sometimes it can get a little awkward on
Second Date Update.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.